TOEFL Strategies, Track 29.
Listen to part of a lecture in a human biology class.
Today, let's briefly discuss what diabetes is and how it's caused. The standard definition of diabetes is excessive glucose in the bloodstream. What is glucose? It's simply a sugar, one of your body's main sources of energy. Your body produces a hormone called insulin, which controls the amount of glucose in your blood. The way insulin works is that it travels through your bloodstream acting like a key that opens cells, muscle and fat cells mainly, and allows glucose to enter them. If glucose doesn't enter the cell, your cell basically starves because it has no fuel to burn. So, insulin is pretty important. Now, how is insulin produced? Within your pancreas, you have these cells called the islets of Langerhans. Their job is to sense the amount of glucose in the blood and produce enough insulin to move it out. For example, when you eat a meal, all this glucose suddenly enters your bloodstream. The islets of Langerhans detect this, produce insulin to move that glucose out of your bloodstream and into your cells and reduce your blood sugar to its normal levels. Once your blood sugar returns to normal, the islets of Langerhans reduce the output of insulin. In this way, your pancreas adjusts the amount of insulin it produces on a minute-by-minute basis, always in proportion to the amount of glucose in the bloodstream. Blood sugar can begin to rise, either because your body fails to produce enough insulin, or the insulin stops working. If this remains undetected, it can lead to one of two types of diabetes. Type 1 diabetes occurs when your body begins to destroy the islets of Langerhans so they can no longer produce insulin. Without insulin, your blood sugar rises, and your muscle cells starve because, as we said, there's no insulin to open the cell so glucose can enter. People with type 2 diabetes, on the other hand, have plenty of insulin in their bodies, but their bodies have become insulin resistant, meaning the insulin doesn't do what it's designed to do. In this situation, the pancreas becomes unable to keep up with the body's insulin demands, and this can lead to a number of other problems. If the warning signs are diagnosed before the onset of diabetes, many potential diabetics respond to lifestyle changes such as improved diet and exercise. Once people have diabetes, their health risks become much greater.
Now get ready to answer the question.